Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Because when I was a little girl, I always thought 2012 would mean we would be flying around like the Jetsons. Isn't that something? I thought we remember the Jetsons. Anybody watch the Jetsons? How they would fly through space and, you know, they'd be flying around in their little spaceships and everything like that. That's how I thought we would be doing. I thought we would be flying around like the Jetsons when we say 2012. But it is 2012, so happy New Year to everybody. It's been a good day. Had a good day today. Had a chance to get out and spend some time with a dear friend, and we had some good food and some good fellowship, and It was just awesome. Had an awesome day today, and I hope you had an awesome day today, too. We've got a good show lineup for you tonight. We're going to talk about some things today, just some simple steps you can take in implementing, you know, some changes in your health right now. You know, a lot of times we hear things and they're so, I mean, it's so much. It's like you overwhelm before you even start. They say this is the time of the year that people will purchase all kinds of gym passes and things like that so that they can, you know, start to on their way to health and longevity and fitness. And before you know it, before it's over, they're no longer at the gym. So, you know, we want to just be mindful to just be practical. You know, be practical in your health, your configurating of healthy programs and regimens and eating regimens and, you know, be practical. You know, don't take on, okay, I'm going to run, do a 10K. You know, it's all about moderation, you know. So we just want to remember things like that. Just be moderate. You know what you can do and what you can't. You haven't done anything all year long, and now all of a sudden you're going to get out here, you're going to join a gym, you're going to go every day, at least 5 days a week. You're going to, you know, drink half your body weight in water when you normally drink one or two glasses. You know, it's all about moderation. It's about practicality. It's about being realistic. It's about having the right attitude. You know, why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you implementing changes and healthy changes? Why? Because if it's not for the right reason, it won't last. You know, your success will be short-lived. So we want to make sure that we're doing things for the right reason. Why have I chosen the path that I've chosen? Because I want to be healthy. Because I don't want to be sick and old and can't get around and can't live life to the fullest. You see, I want to live life to the fullest. I mean, isn't that what we all want? I don't want to be somewhere and they have to call people to come go to the store for me because I'm too sick, I'm full of inflammation, and I can't get around, my joints is creaky. You know, I don't like the kids say, I don't want to roll like that. I'm not rolling like that. So I'm doing the best I can to take care of myself. This past week I put a post on Facebook that just simply said, when I got up this morning, I looked into the mirror in my bathroom, and I said to the reflection that was looking back at me, I said, I love you. I really love you, and I thank you for supporting me. Do we realize, you know, how much our body supports us? It holds us up. It takes care of us. You see what I'm saying? My feet at night when I'm doing my pedicures, I rub my feet and I say, thank you for supporting me. Thank you for holding me up. Thank you for taking good care of me. Have you ever been out and your feet started hurting? You had on some shoes or something and your feet hurt? That's a miserable feeling. Imagine how it feels to your feet. If it feels bad to you, they say you could tell when a person's feet hurt because they don't smile. They look at you like they're mad at the world. And I say, imagine how my feet feel. So I like to, when I take my shoes off at night while I'm sitting on the side of the bed, I like to massage my feet and tell my toes thank you. You know, I mean, I know it may sound a little silly, but it's okay. It's all right. I've heard sillier things in my lifetime. So I just like to, you know, kind of massage my toes and my feet and just say thank you, you know. Thank you. Because, I mean, let's face it, there are people that don't have feet. So I'm just thankful. Okay? So that's about all it is to say about that. I do have a situation going on with my neck, though. I slept in a very, I guess, a precarious position, and my neck is a little stiff, but it'll be all right. Maybe I'll get a chance to get down to see Dr. Bob down at the Innate Chiropractic Center down on Woodward, and he can get that all straightened out for me. But let's get started. Let's get this party started. My affirmation for today says, I listen with love to my body's messages. My body is always working toward optimum health. My body wants to be whole and healthy. I cooperate and become healthy, whole, and complete. That's what my body wants, and I cooperate with my body. Okay? All right. That's our opening affirmation. God's pharmacy. This is really some interesting stuff here. Listen to this. Did you know that God left us a great clue as to what foods help what parts of our body? And he made and provided what we would need before putting us here, okay? And these are some of the best and more powerful things when they're eaten raw. So one of them is a sliced carrot. A sliced carrot looks like the human eye. It looks like the pupil. You can see the pupil, the iris, and radiating lines look just like a human eye. And yes, science now shows that carrots greatly enhance blood flow to the function of the eye. So we might have to start eating a little bit more, some more carrots, because carrots, is they're awesome for the eye and other things, but for the eye. And they, isn't it amazing how when you slice, make a cross-section slice of a carrot, it looks just like an eye? A tomato. A tomato has four chambers, and it's red. The heart has four chambers, and it's red. And all of research shows that tomatoes are loaded with lycopene, and they are indeed pure heart and blood food. A tomato looks just like the four chambers of the heart. Grapes hang in a cluster that has the shape of a heart. Each grape looks like a blood cell. And all the research today shows that grapes also are profound in building blood for the heart, and the blood is vitalized. It's a vitalized food for the heart, and you can find out more about the blood pressure and how it's normalized with using grapes, just eating grapes, by going to www.bloodpressurenormalized.com and also www.cholesterolsecrets.com. That's just for some more information, for some more heart-healthy remedies. You can go to bloodpressurenormalized.com and cholesterolsecrets.com. A walnut looks just like a little brain, a left and a right hemisphere, the upper cerebrum and the lower cerebellum, and even the wrinkles and folds on the nuts are just like the neural cortex. You notice that? I mean, you crack open a walnut and it looks exactly like a brain. That is so awesome. We know how walnuts may help develop three or more dozens of the neutron transmitters for brain functions. Walnuts are good for this. So, hey, let's start eating more walnuts. Kidney beans. Kidney beans actually heal and help maintain kidney function. And, yes, they look exactly like the human kidney. Isn't that amazing? Now, for a natural kidney stone remedy, you can go to www.kidneystonenaturaltreatment.com. That's kidneystonenaturaltreatment.com. Okay? that was just a little bit of stuff on you know, God's pharmacy. And that I found that to be very interesting. Also, okay, here's one, figs. Figs are full of seeds and hang in twos when they grow. Figs increase in mobility of the male sperm and increases the numbers of sperms as well. Oh, my goodness. They help to build strong, healthy sperms, as well as helping a male overcome male sterility. Wow. That's interesting. Sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes look just like what? What part of the body does sweet potatoes look like? Yeah, I heard somebody say it. The pancreas. And actually balance the glycemic index of diabetics. Did you know that? A sweet potato looks just like a pancreas. Olives. Olives assist the health and function of what? What does the olive look like? An ovary. And they assist the health and the functions of ovaries. Oranges, grapefruits, and other citrus fruits look just like the mammary glands of the female and actually assist the health of the breast and the movements of the lymph in and out of the breast. Wow. That's really interesting. I love facts like that. Sometimes I'll be researching different things and I'll come across some healthy information like that, and I cannot let it go. I cannot put it down. I was researching some things this morning and I found some DVDs that just blew me away. So I said, oh, I have got to order some DVDs. I'll be ordering some DVDs this week because it's amazing some of the stuff that's out there. Okay, so let's move on. I hope everybody is feeling good tonight. I want to let you know that Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Energy Network. The Energy Network Station, Blog Talk Radio, the Poetic Energy Network Station, and we are so thankful to those guys. I mean, Michelle's doing a wonderful job, and we just thank the Poetic Energy Network Station for allowing us this time to come on and share some healthy things with everybody. So we appreciate that. And I want to let you guys know that I am not an MD. I am an ND. And when I say that, I just want you to know that I am a naturopathic doctor, meaning that I use natural modalities such as herbs and whole food and good water and exercise and prayer rather than, any kind of drugs or synthetic drugs or medicines. To help the body improve its own intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself, because we all know that the body will do that. It'll heal and maintain itself. So we just need to assist it. You know, one of our main erosions of the body is toxicity and deficiency. And if we can learn to just get those in balance, we'll be fine. Get the toxicity problems taken care of, issues taken care of, and the deficiency problems, and we should be fine. You know, the body does have to do two things, and that's taking nutrients and expel waste. And when that process becomes complicated or becomes defiled in any matter, then you've got a problem. So it's just about knowing how to take care of our body and knowing how to give it what it needs so that it can do what it does so well, and that's heal itself. Okay? Okay. Things you need to know. You know what? Someone asked me earlier last week, I think it was, about quinoa. They said, you know, can you discuss a little bit about quinoa. I don't know if you guys, how much you know about quinoa, but I love quinoa. I eat it regularly. And quinoa is really awesome. It's actually a complete protein. of complete protein, and it's so, so very much more. The gold of the Incas, that's what it was called years ago, the gold of the Incas. And quinoa is spelled Q-U-I-N-O-A, but it's pronounced quinoa, K-E-E-N-W-A-H. That's how it's spelled. That's how it's pronounced, quinoa, but it's spelled Q-U-I-N-O-A. And over 5,000 years ago, high in the Andes Mountains, the Incas began to cultivate quinoa as one of their staple crops. They believed that it gave power and stamina to their warriors. So I don't know if that's true or not, but it's an awesome little seed. Quinoa was also used in their ceremonial ritual when Spanish when the Spaniards and arrived in South America in the 16th century. They burned and destroyed the quinoa fields as part of the effort to annihilate the Inca culture. Somebody is always trying to annihilate somebody else. Quinoa survived by growing wild in the mountains or by being cultivated in secret in small quantities. Around the 1980s, two North Americans stumbled upon this ancient, super nutritious food and began cultivating it near the borders of Colorado, near Colorado. And since then, quinoa's popularity has exploded worldwide. A lot of people think that it's a grain, but quinoa is technically a seed, and it's related to spinach, chard, and beets. And it grows best in the mountainous regions, 10,000 feet or more above sea level, and thrives in poor soil, thin air, and extreme weather. Now, if something can thrive on something like that, you know that's something we should be consuming more of. Quinoa stalks are 3 to 6 feet tall, and each plant can produce up to a cup of seeds. And it's the easiest thing in the world to prepare. You prepare it sort of like you do instant brown rice. You know, you boil your water, and then you put the quinoa in the water, and you remove it from the heat, and it cooks like that. It fluffs up like that. So it's really extremely easy to prepare. The seeds are round. They're about the size of a millet or a sesame seed, and they come in the most beautifulest of rainbow of colors. From red to purple, greens and yellows. But the quinoa that is most common found in the stores is like an off-white color. You can find some of the red at the health food stores because I purchased it at Zerbo's. Look for quinoa in the bulk section of the natural food stores or in the organic section of conventional supermarkets. And like I said, it's a complete protein, and it's so much more, which means that it contains all the amino acids necessary for our nutritional needs. It's complete proteins are rare in the plant world, making quinoa an excellent food for vegetarians and vegans or for anyone looking for a healthy protein source. Quinoa is your seed. It's your grain or seed or whatever you want to call it. It's also high in iron and calcium and is a good source of magnesium and also copper as well as fiber. It's also good. It has manganese in it too, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it does. And so it's really easy to cook, and it's a gluten-free grain. It doesn't have any gluten in it. And quinoa is naturally gluten-free, making it an excellent food for anybody that's dealing with any kind of issues where they can't have wheat or gluten, this would be the perfect choice for you. Quinoa flour is great for baking cookies and breads and muffins, and quinoa flakes are perfect, a perfect substitute for oatmeal. So that's a little bit of information on quinoa, because someone asked me, you know, could you just talk a little bit about quinoa? And like I said, it's really easy to cook. You just put, boil some water, and you maybe about 15 minutes, or either you can use some broth, some vegetable broth, and boil it about 15 minutes, and then you put the seeds in it, and you boil it a little while, and then you just remove it from the heat, and it uncoils. Oh, it's the most prettiest seed you ever want to see, because you'll put it in the pot red, and then when you open the top, it's like it has little white circles, like it. Oh, it's amazing. You got to try it. But yeah, that's a little bit about quinoa. Why is it important for us to eat more raw foods? One reason is for enzymes. Enzymes convert the food we eat into chemicals, and it's very rare that or almost impossible to get any kind of enzymes from foods that we eat that's overcooked. And a lot of times that's what happens. We overcook our food, too much boiling and frying and all this kind of thing. We've got to begin to eat more raw foods, more raw vegetables. They're full of vitamins, and when you eat them raw. And without vitamins, our cells would not function properly, and thus our organs would suffer, and eventually we'd no longer be able to survive. Because, you know, vitamins help to regulate the metabolism and help convert our fat into carbohydrates and our fat and carbohydrates into energy. So it's very important that we get the nutrients and the vitamins. The vitamins also assist in the forming of our bones. You know, we were talking today and the tissues in our body. And guess what happens when you eat cooked food? You get a large amount of vitamins that have been destroyed, enzymes that are destroyed, phytonutrients that are destroyed, minerals that are destroyed. So it just makes sense to, if cooking destroys the vital and essential nutrients that we need to stay healthy, eating our food raw does just the opposite, right? It provides us with what we need to be healthy and to maintain lively well-being. And I know that from experiences that when I eat at least 80% raw, I have more energy, more mental focus, and all of those little pesky things that irritate me on a daily basis, you know, they're no longer there. I can't remember the last time I've had any trouble with acid reflux and that sort of thing. You know, those little daily menace aches and pains and things like that. So I also know that I'm feeling my body, and my body feels me. And when I'm thriving, it's a whole better feeling than just merely surviving. So it just makes better sense. It makes more practical sense to eat more raw. You know, there are people that eat 100% raw, and my hat's off to them. Kudos. I have no desire to eat raw 100%, and it's okay. You know, you have to do you. You know what I'm saying? But I would truly suggest consider eating more raw fruits and vegetables, adding more raw to our diet. So tonight I just wanted to share some things about, you know, starting this year off right. You know, so many times during the beginning of the year we say, okay, well, I started out right last year, and then I kind of messed up, but I'm going to get back on track. So I think a way to really be more committed, you know, to being fit is if we just maintain the right attitude in doing it. And, you know, not to start out like a bull in the china shop, but just to start with the right attitude, like I mentioned earlier. What is your attitude? Why are you doing it? Why are you implementing a healthy regimen as far as eating and exercising and even your mental attitude, your positiveness? That plays a big role in your overall health. So why are you doing these things? What's giving you the wherewithal to want to do this? You want to feel better? That's a perfect reason why to do it. Because sometimes, you know, we just get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And sometimes you really don't know how bad you feel until you start to feel good. So if that's a reason, it's a darn good reason to want to implement some healthy measures for this new year or for any time. So the first thing I would suggest is just, and if for those of you that have any suggestions, chime in. You know, this isn't just about me giving, you know, spouting out what I feel. Chime in. If you have something that you'd like to add, please, by all means, all you have to do is press 1 on your telephone, and I'll be able to see your hand, and I can bring you in, because it's all about us sharing information together. You see, if each one can reach one and teach one, how much more beneficial would that be if one person is spouting out all the what they feel or what they think it should be, and then nobody receives? So it's just about us all sharing. This year, I said our theme of the show this year is sharing is caring. So if you have something you'd like to share with us tonight, by all means, please do it, okay? So the first thing I would suggest is just commit to being fit, you know, because anything you do is a commitment. It's not to be done just haphazardly or, okay, I see somebody else doing it. You know, I was somewhere, and I heard somebody say, yeah, you know, Jennifer Hudson lost all that weight with Weight Watchers, and I'm going to do it too. I think I can do that. You know, and I'm like, wow, you know, I don't know if that's such a concrete reason to do anything because somebody else did it. Commit it. You got to have a commitment with anything that you expect to really be successful at. Commit. So I would suggest just commit to being fit. Develop the right attitude. You know, remember one key word in your attempt to committing to being fit, and that word is moderation. Being fit, it's not a marathon. It's a sprint, you see, and it requires making changes in your entire lifestyle little by little. Don't ever approach commitment to better health with a mindset that you can, you know, forget about it once you've attained what it is you're setting out to do. You know, like, okay, I'm going to do this because I want to lose 25 pounds, and after I lose that 25 pounds, I'll be all right. You see, that's not the kind of mindset you want to go into anything that you want lasting success with. I want to lose 25 pounds because I want to be healthy, because 25 pounds will put me in the obese range as far as my BMI is concerned. You know what I'm saying? That sort of thing. You have to have the kind of mindset that this is a lasting lifestyle change. This isn't a diet. You see, I'm not doing this. I'm not going on a diet. This is going to be a lifestyle change for me. So it's much better. Being fit should consist of integrating things into your lifestyle that will eventually become second nature to you. That's exactly how, you know, I feel. That's how I perceive it. It should be something that's going to be a lifestyle change that you're going to incorporate for the long haul. It's going to become second nature. When years ago, when I began to learn about water and I started drinking more water, I didn't do it just for a while. I said, okay, well, yeah, I'm drinking my quota for 6 months, and that should get me where I need to be and forget about it. That's something that has become a part of me. Wherever I am, I have my water container with me. You know, I'm collecting so many glass bottles because, as one of my friends mentioned, glass is almost becoming extinct. So I'm always collecting glass bottles, and so I have a bottle of water everywhere with me. I've got them in my purse and my bags I carry. I keep them in the car. In my car, I have built-in coolers, and in the floorboards of my car, I have water there, you know, and so it's just become it's become second nature to me. And if I'm without my bottle of water, it's like that feeling of being like without my cell phone or something. I'm, oh, where's my water? I have a sign on my door before I walk out of the door. Got water, you know? So it's become second nature. So this is a commitment. When you say you're going to become fit, this is a commitment to a lifestyle change, to a better eating regimen, to, you know, incorporating more exercise, more physical movement. So it's about a commitment. The second thing I would suggest is to incorporate more physical exercise in your daily routine. And you're probably out of shape because you don't regularly challenge your body to do anything outside of the normal range of motion. So this is a good time to just move. I would suggest purchasing one of those pedometers, you know, and that's the little instrument you can wear like on the rim of your pants or on your belt loop, and it's an instrument for measuring the distance walked. You know, it's an instrument that records the number of steps that you take. So I would suggest even, you know, purchasing one of those. And, you know, you can make it so simple. I've heard people say, yeah, I'm going to join the gym. I'm going to take Zumba. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And for a while, up until, from what I understand, they say up until about March, that's when everything starts to wane. Instead of doing that, why not get you a DVD and kind of do it yourself at home? You know, if you feel that this isn't going to be something that you're going to be able to incorporate for the long haul, why not start with little steps? Take baby steps. This is about you. This isn't about you trying to measure yourself by anybody else's yardstick. This is about you doing you. If you're the type of person that you know, I'm not going to want to get up in the wintertime. My heart, I like to exercise at home, so I've made it very convenient for me to exercise at home. I have a room that's conducive to me working out. I've got my television in there and my DVD recorder so I can put my DVDs in, because I'm not the type of person that like to go to the gym in the wintertime and work out. I don't have any problem with going to the gym in the summer, in the spring and summer, but I don't like going to the gym in the wintertime and working out and coming out into the cold. That's just me. So I do the bulk of my strength training at home. Now, I'll walk in the winter. I'll go to the malls, and, you know, I don't have a treadmill or anything like that. But it's when the weather is like it is now, it's cold, but there's no ice on the ground, I'll walk. I love to walk. And then I come home and do my strength training, and then I have DVDs for cardiovascular, and I have yoga DVDs. So I do that sort of thing at home because I'm doing me. I'm not going to go out and pay $100 and some or $50 or whatever it is and join a gym and no, I'm not going to go. I'm not going in the winter. So that's just, it's just more or less do you. Be realistic. You know, commit to realistically walking a certain amount of steps every day and stick to it. If you're watching television, you know, you can stand and walk in place while you're watching television. You don't just have to sit down and watch it. You know, make it work for you. That's all I'm saying. You know, do you, make it realistic, and you'll stick to it. Because if you begin to implement something, put something in place, and you drop it two or three times, then normally what you end up saying is, well, I'll do it next week. And then you know how that goes. Next week turns into next week, and then the next week turns into a month. So it's just about practicality. You don't have anything to prove to anybody. You see, this is something that you're doing for you. It makes you feel so good when you put something in place, initiate something that you know that's good for you, and you stick to it. That's the best feeling in the world. Record your successes. I love recording my successes when if it's something I want to do, and I treat myself. Treat yourself. I love fresh flowers. So if I accomplish one of my goals that I've set for myself, I'll buy myself a beautiful bunch of flowers. I love fresh flowers. You know, and then as I walk past them during the day, it makes me feel so good. I just smile. You know, I'm like, yeah, you know, hey, I did that. I accomplished that. You see, it doesn't have to be a lot. You know, it does whatever you like. So, again, just be realistic about your commitment and try to move. We need more moving. We become so complacent. We're people that are so complacent. We don't want to move. We don't want to get – we were talking to a young man today, a friend of mine and I, and he was saying that his little nephew, he pointed to his little nephew, and he was saying, like, these kids don't go outside no more. They don't go outside. And I said, I remember when we was coming up, that's where all of our activities were found, outside. We did everything outside. But now keep in mind, I do realize it's a different time because we didn't have the game boxes and the Wii's and all of that sort of thing. We had bikes that half the time, you know, my brothers had to, they got a park from here and a park from there. But we had bikes, and we had jump ropes, and we did this jump board. I mentioned that now to kids, and they like, what, jump board? We had a board that we got and put over a rock or a brick or something, and we would jump up and down on it, a jump board. You know, so and stayed outside all day long. But he pointed to his little nephew and he told us, he said, he don't go outside. He never goes outside for anything. And I was like, well, I'm not really surprised by that because most kids don't. They work in, I think their thumbs are the healthiest things on their bodies from working those little game controls. So it's a new day, but and then we're suffering from it because of it too. You know, we're suffering suffering from the consequences of being a complacent people. So it's just about getting some movement in. I found something that really helped me in the beginning: using a smaller plate. Get a smaller plate. Put those big plates up. You know. I have a friend that said he didn't even know until one day his wife gave a dinner party that they were eating off small plates. It was so funny because he said his wife gave a dinner party and he saw all of these plates and he was like, wow, you know, you bought new plates? And she was like, no, of course not. And he said, I never saw those before. And she said, yeah, I know. You know, but she had him eating off a plate that was a little bit bigger than a saucer, and that he had become accustomed to eating off that plate, you know. So use smaller, be really conscientious of your portion control. And for that, like I said, you can use a smaller plate. And what I like to do, I like to graze. I graze. I don't gorge. I don't eat big meals. But I graze during the day. I may graze on some carrot sticks and a little celery and an apple or, you know, I love green smoothies. And, you know, I just graze throughout the day because I found out if I graze, I feel better. I have more energy. But if I eat a big meal, which I haven't done in so long, I'm lethargic and sleepy and, But I just, I like it better when I graze. And as you begin to become more physically engaged, you'll find out that you need more food. You want to eat more. But you have to be conscientious of the things that you're putting in your body. So it's always a good thing to just, you know, be conscientious of what you're putting in. Oh, I see we have somebody want to chime in tonight. Great. Oh, that's fantastic. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Wilfred. How are you doing?
Hey, Wilfred. Yeah. Oh, God, it's good to hear you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, also. Also, how are you doing?
Great.
I was just sitting down listening to all the wonderful advice you've given out there, and it's really important that everybody do listen to it because these are great advice for your health and your vitality, you know, important during this time because when the spring solstice comes, you know, that's when all the allergies are going to creep up from all the rich food everybody's been eating all through the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so you definitely need to pay attention and try to eat food that will naturally cleanse the body. So when that time do come up, you're not really stressed or going through allergies or wondering why my nose is running. So definitely it's a great thing. And, you know, a couple of things that you said that was really important is being raw is not a marathon. You don't have to jump out there and follow what everybody's doing. I'm 100% raw. I'm 100% raw, but I feel that, you know, there's not one approach to health. There's different. We have different makeups, so we have to approach it and take it step by step. You know, taking it step by step meaning that you have to find out what works for you and what doesn't work for your body, you know, because mm-hmm. I live in New York. You live in Michigan. It's a different type of environment, so we have to see what's going to work here and what's not going to work here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by you paying attention and one of the things that I've learned on my journey is that by cutting out refined sugar and,
yes.
you know, starch and all that stuff, it does help a lot. It does help a lot because once you start cutting those things out of your body, you automatically will know what else do you need to, the body will tell you what else to remove, you know. So it's not just jumping into it and just free for all and trying to get to a finish line. It's about the destination. The destination is what the key thing is. The destination is what tells you about yourself, what you're allergic to, what doesn't work for you. And that's what I've learned on my destination is because such and such is doing this, that's not right for Wilfred. Wilfred doesn't do that. Wilfred does what's right for him. And that's what you learn on the destination is what's going to work for me, what's not going to work for me. And definitely being 100% raw doesn't mean that you have to do that to see results. You can be 25% raw and see great results. You know,
exactly.
The body intelligence will take care of itself. All you have to do is fuel it and feed it, and the body will definitely take care of itself, give it fresh, clean water, rest, and exercise, like you said before. And the body will automatically take care of itself. But we have to assist it, and that's all we have to do is assist it with clean food, you know, fresh air and sleep and everything, and the body will definitely take care of you because the body wants to live forever, wants you to be immortal. You know, it's up to you to do that. And, you know,
that
we have everything
so
that we need. Yeah, we do have everything that we need. And it's not just the body. It's mind, body, and spirit, like I always say. You know, it's definitely all those components that have to work,
right.
You know. You need balance. You have to find balance in everything you do. And definitely, you know, we always say, oh, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. Well, you know what? You can make time. You know, like you say, you can be watching TV, doing something, you know. And definitely when it comes to making live meals, I think it's about getting the family involved. Everybody's involved because it's a transformation of energy. Live food is a transformation of energy. You're putting the energy into it, and you're getting it back to you, giving it back to yourself. You know, what better ways like that? Even if you can grow a little bit of food or something like that, you know, it's definitely a lot of different things that you can do to make this whole transition for yourself even better, you know. And there's a lot of, supplements out there, like, you know, spirulina, where you can use.
Mm-hmm.
And those things are also great because one other thing, like I tell people, like if you're going to do a juice fast or do anything with juicing, you're supposed to consume at least 64 ounces of juice, you know, to get all the nutrients. You know, just don't say, oh, I'm going to drink a juice and this. You have to. You have to do these things. Because the thing is, the body has to be nutritionally full. You know, sometimes we find ourselves, we just finish eating and we're looking for something to eat again because we're not eating because we're hungry. We're looking for nutrition, you know.
That's it.
Minerals.
And that's it, Wilfred. We're suffering, a lot of us, from nutritional starvation.
Definitely.
You know?
Because that's the thing. Our body needs these minerals to activate the enzymes inside of it. And that's what we need. And once we can give our body the enzyme and the minerals, we'll be okay. But right now, the food is nothing, devitalized. There's nothing really in it. So we're constantly searching for these things. And one of the best way I think that you can get, like I heard you say, with a green smoothie,
mm-hmm.
I always tell everyone, if you can't really commit, have a green smoothie every morning for 30 days, and I guarantee you will see a big difference. Just one green smoothie a day.
Exactly.
Just give yourself that challenge. One green smoothie for 30 days, and I guarantee you, you will see a lot of difference in everything, in your health, everything, the way you feel, the way you move around. It's just take it one step at a time, like you say. Taking it one step at a time is always like that because, you know, there is no prize at the end. There is nothing you're going to get for being raw. There is nothing you're going to get for being 100%. But when you look at yourself, you know, you're going to feel great about yourself. It's not like you're not going to, you know, you don't want to look in the mirror and say, do I look good? You know, look in the mirror and say, am I healthy? You know,
that's what I do.
You know, I'm healthy. You know what I'm saying?
I wake up in the morning, I tell people, I leap out of the bed. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just so
excited about my day. I'm just so grateful and I'm just so excited. I'm expecting just an abundance. I'm expecting the universe to just pour out on me all the abundant blessings that I could just, I'm telling you, I feel so good in the morning. A friend of mine told another friend, she said, she will suck the air out of a room. I'm telling you, and that's just how I feel.
it's
so good to hear you tonight, man. Go ahead. We got some more time, so just, you know.
It's a wonderful thing. It's been like a wonderful a couple of days in the year, you know, at the end of the year, I just was relaxing, meditating, and trying to build up my life force and planting seeds for the new year and everything like that. You know, we have our company coming out, Black Bliss Return, and our blog and website and everything. So it's been a very good start of the year, you know, 3 days, but it's been wonderful.
Hey, you know what? As a matter of fact, speaking of that, you know, tell our listening audience how they can get in touch with you.
Well, it's Wilfred Raw Venture Campbell on Facebook or Bliss Return WordPress, you know, and it's definitely, you can get information. Every day I'm posting information about health and how you can make your life better because we are here on this planet to make life as easy as possible. And, you know, the more you share knowledge is the more you get. Knowledge is not meant to keep, so
that's
I like
it.
To share.
And
every day I'm getting new knowledge and I'm sharing it every day on my page. And there's a lot of people that inbox me and tell me how I've changed their life and how they feel and how I get them thinking positive. And, you know, and it's a blessing for me to hear everyone say that because I'm not doing this because I'm looking for praise or I'm looking for anything. I'm just doing this because that's what I ask the Creator for. I ask Him for this knowledge. And when I ask Him for this knowledge, and this thing working, I applied it in my life, and it's working in my life, and now I have to go out there and tell people the truth, what I've known, and that's what I'm doing, because that's part of the universal law. You have to, one day in your life, you're going to have to come and show people the truth, and that's what I'm doing. And hands down, I say this, you know, there's many diets out there, and there's many things out there, but the key thing that a lot of these diets do is like I say, they remove the starch and the refined sugar. If you can do that in your lifestyle, you can do the same thing. You don't have to go pay this big bucks or this big money. You just do it gradually,
mm-hmm.
you know. And one of the things that we do on Facebook, if, you know, you can friend us, is we're planning like to do a 3-day challenge or a 7-day challenge where we just do juices and we support each other, talk about the experience so we can help each other. You know, yeah. Those are the things we do. So if anybody, like I said, anybody, you can friend request me, you know, and definitely we can talk and we can get some challenges going. We do 3 days and we work our way up to 30 till, you know, because I'm there. And for me to see everybody comes where I'm at, it's a blessing, because sometimes you feel lonely at the top. You want everybody to come there with you, you know. So
that's
it's
right.
Definitely
right.
I'm reaching out to everybody because, you know, this is my way of giving back for all that I've done. And I'm like, you know what, I feel good. I'm getting up, I'm bouncing around, and I'm jumping around. So you know what, you know, this is so great. This is what the plant-based diet has done for me. You know what, I'm going to tell the world about it. And you definitely.
Right. Because I want somebody else to feel like I'm feeling. I don't want to
exactly.
be the only jumping bean in the pot. I want somebody else to feel this, you know.
It's definitely a great feeling. And I most of my meals now that I do is like liquid meals, because I've reached a point where I'm eating nutritional dense food now, because I went through the whole process of searching and understanding that it's about energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I start sprouting my own stuff and try to grow my own stuff in, you know, apartments. And I've seen the difference and I feel the difference in the food. But also, you know, when you have to understand that also when you do become, your body becomes cleaner, you become more sensitive to stuff around you, maybe the household cleaner, you might get nauseous
exactly.
and everything like that.
Exactly.
So you know, you can say, oh, all of a sudden I got sick because of this. No, your body's cleaner. So it becomes more sensitive to the allergens around
you.
Yeah. So, you know.
That's great.
And those are the things
you gotta come back. You gotta come back and do a show again.
So,
you gotta get back with me. I mean, I really appreciate you chiming in tonight. This has really been a pleasure.
Yeah.
And I know my audience enjoyed it. You know, I know they did. They always do. So we gotta get together sometime and, you know, so you can come back on and share some of that wealth of knowledge that you have with us.
It's definitely a pleasure.
Let's get together and work it out so you can come back again, okay?
We're definitely going to do that. And, you know, even if your listeners want to get me on Facebook, they're more than welcome to friend request me. I don't refuse anybody.
All right.
Because
it's all about health, Wilford. Yeah,
thank you so much
for that. And thanks for dropping in. And you know, don't be no stranger here, you know.
This is
about us. You know what I'm saying? This isn't about me. This is about us. So I'm just grateful that you dropped in tonight and come back again, okay?
It's wonderful. You know, I'm always going to be listening and, you know, kind of have if I can. So thank you for
having me.
It's a pleasure.
Anytime. The door is always open for you. It's always open. All you have to do is just come on in.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, okay?
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Hey,
bye-bye.
Thanks everybody for tuning in tonight. I really appreciate you being here. I know that there's so many other things that you could be doing right now, but I really thank each and every one of you, you know, for just popping in tonight. You know, maybe you didn't have anything you want to say, but I'm sure you got something out of it tonight, you know, and I'm just, I am just so full of gratitude for Wilford popping in tonight. Wilford Raw Venture Capital, check him out on Facebook. I mean, this man, he does some awesome things. In fact, I'm just putting it out there now that I'm going to be able to go to New York and really see him face-to-face and get some up-close and personal training from him. Hey, we learn from each other, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's got it all. Nobody knows it all. Once we get in the place where we could say, you know, my grandfather used to say, a baby can tell you something that you've never heard before, but you got to be open to listen. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I said, I'm going to be a lifelong student. I'm a professional student. I love learning. So thank you so much for joining in. Be sure to go to my website, www.foryourgoodhealth.info, and check it out. We've got some things coming up, and be sure to come back next week, same time, same place, and check us out again. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And And we'll be here next Tuesday. So y'all come on back and be with us here. Thank you so much, guys. Have an awesome night. Enjoy the remainder of your night. Good night.